Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
If you're one of those people who don't believe that the climate is changing, you probably won't be interested in this podcast. I am one of those people who is interested in climate change. One of the reasons for this is because I don't live that far from the coast, and I also live in the northern hemisphere, and pretty doggone far from the equator. Consequently, if the ice in the North Pole is going to melt, my weather is going to take a hit. Because of that, when I saw the results of a study looking at the rate of the melting of the Arctic ice, I have to admit I was a little bit disturbed. 4 years ago, scientists said that at the rate the Arctic ice cap was melting, the oceans would rise no more than 2 feet in a century. Okay, 2 feet, right? Not that big a deal, we tell ourselves. And besides that, we're talking this century. Not my problem. But then the next study, the study that was just released, said, uh-oh, looks like it's melting a lot faster than we thought it was, at more than twice that rate. Okay, so then I tell myself, well, we're still only talking like 4 feet or so. But then the scientists started to put it in perspective. Currently, there are about 600 million people whose lives would be affected dramatically by that amount of increased water in the ocean. We're not talking just Bangladesh anymore. We're talking Florida, New York City, and London. Now that puts a different spin on it, doesn't it? Or how would you like to live in Greenland? Greenland, which has a pretty doggone large ice mass over there. Well, it turned out that the Greenland ice mass shrank 4 times faster between 2004 and 2009 than it did between 1995 and 2000. If I lived in Greenland, I wouldn't be dicking around saying, well, you know the climate changes, you know, look at the fossil records. Yeah, so this is what's going to happen. Well, I wouldn't be thinking that. You know, if I was looking out my door and I could see the ice melting and I could see the water rising. The reason the rate is accelerating is because of what's called a feedback mechanism. There are feedback mechanisms all over the place. We have them in our bodies, animals have them in our bodies, and they're also in nature. So, for example, in our bodies, there's a feedback mechanism that goes between the emotional centers of the brain, the pituitary, and the adrenal gland. That's why when we get frightened, or when our dogs or our cats or other animals get frightened, it triggers this whole body change. When the fear subsides, then that sends back signals to cut back on the production of the stress hormones. But in terms of climate change and the melting Arctic ice cap, think about it. We all know that white reflects light. It reflects heat. That's why people in warm climates a lot of times wear light-colored or white clothes. So we've got this ice, and it reflects heat. It reflects the sunlight and the heat back, away from it. Well, as the ice melts, it exposes the dark ocean. And what does the dark ocean do? It absorbs more heat. And when it absorbs more heat, then more ice melts. And so we wind up with a feedback mechanism. As more ice melts, the ocean absorbs more heat, which causes more ice to melt. So it's a lovely little cycle when you think about it, quite elegant, and quite similar to the ones in our body. But just as the feedback mechanism of stress can kill when the stress is constant and the system designed to work in short spurts and then stabilize itself is forced to work full time, the same thing happens to the planet. Now, instead of having a short period when the Arctic ice melts and then it soon reforms again, now we have a situation where the system doesn't have a chance to recover. Just like the animal or the person who is constantly stressed will eventually break down, same thing is going to happen to the poles. And when the poles break down, so will the rest of the planet. In spite of the fact that the result is so terrible, it's hard not to appreciate the simplicity of it, isn't it?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.